Hi, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Lightship. And our show tonight is about going to the lightship for healing. And this will happen probably in about a half an hour. And what happens is you're taken up out of time. Remember your vibration. And when you're not here is when the lightship does their healing work with you. This is the same lightship that Jesus used 2,000 years ago. So it's a very fun night tonight. Every Saturday night we do this here, so we call it Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we'll just talk about the Lightship. It's multidimensional. It has nothing to do with UFO energies whatsoever, or 3D, 4D, or whatever that people talk about down here. This is pure creation energy coming to help you. And this is the same energy, like I said, Jesus used for his healings and ascension teachings. So this show is all about you getting more in your body, becoming more present. And we do a lot of work to help you do that. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And if entities are running your life, then your life normally kind of goes to hell in a handbasket because you're not being accountable and responsible for your actions. And the healings on the lightship are all heart-based healings. Remember, we have two basic energies that are here. We have the New Age mind energies that people talk about, finding your parking place, creating your reality with your thoughts. And then the other energy is heart energy. And so the mind energy is what is mainly used now and being taught in New Age metaphysics, unfortunately. And the flagship does not deal with mind energy. They never created mind energy. It's strictly heart. And that's what your spirit inside of you, inside of your heart center is this beautiful love energy. And when the ascension time comes, the mind energy will no longer be around. All that's going to be left is your heart energy. So what I tell a lot of people is they come up to me and they say, gee, Ron, I've taken classes and I have certain mantras to say and all different types of things. I say, well, it's not going to work for you because these energies will not even exist in the paradigm shift that's happening. And I'll just talk about that briefly here. Everybody's wondering what's going to happen at 2012 and if that's going to be the date or not. So I'm not privileged with that information about when it's going to be, but I can tell you what happens. Remember, the darkness, the soulless beings creep into the light energy, and the light energy never created the darkness. It just happens to coexist. And typically, the energy should not intermingle. And so the darkness just does come into the light, and when it does that, it takes away your free will. And on many of the shows I mentioned about your horoscope, this is how the planets, and there could be thousands of these, actually controlling your life. And these planets are known to us because we can go right to the newspaper and just see how it's going to affect our day. And we have a natal chart. And these are all dark energies. Remember, the light only works in the now. So if you can remember anything from my show, know that the light only works in the now, and you must become heart-centered, walk with your spirit. And once you get into your heart center, then you want to have your spirit integrate more with your physical body and become ingrained into it, just like you were when you were a baby. But if you're full of entities, that's a very difficult process because at that time and place, when you are full of entities, which could be right now, and we're going to help you release some of those in a minute here, the entities don't want to leave. These are what you call ghosts. And they're emotional bodies of people who passed on. So these energies live their life through you. If you've ever seen anybody who was maybe intoxicated or on some type of drug or drugs, you notice their eyes are always kind of glossy looking. And this is because the spirit has left the body and chooses not to come forth because the body cannot be controlled, cannot be communicated with by your own spirit, so there's no reason for it to be with you, so it leaves. And when it leaves, because it can't communicate with your consciousness, then entities come forth. And also at that time, you can get more entities. So it's best not to take any type of drug. It's best not to do any type of meditation where you go out of your body, not to do astral traveling. And for sure, you want to stay in your body when you go to sleep at night. So here we are. We're going to do some entities now, entity releases. And what I would like you to do is just take note, tune into your body, and we'll drop into your heart with your mind probably in about 3 or 4 minutes here. So it starts releasing the entities from you, and this mind-to-heart drop will allow you to connect with your spirit. and they're being released from you now. In the New Age movement, this is called soul retrieval. So you have to get rid of the entities first to bring in more of you back home into your body. And your spirit is also helping do this, along with the light ship, light beings, helping you to come more into your body right now. So we're actually going out and finding the bits and pieces of you that have left from you having your traumas and situations in your life where you're not heart-centered. Anything that's in judgment is basically the mind energy works in the emotional body, and that forces out your spirit. When you become upset, if you hurt yourself, your spirit also leaves you. This is why animals take to healing much easier than humans do, because animals normally do not have that energy stored inside of them of a lot of judgment. Okay, so we're working with the entities now, working on your legs, working up your body, neck, head, arms. Remember, they can be anywhere in you. And it's a real bad when they actually start giving you thoughts and start talking to yourself. And they can pose as spirit guides for you, telling you all their information. And some can sound fine, and it could be good. But basically, your own guidance is within, not in your head, not outside of yourself. And the earth spirit somehow is responsible for these entities. The earth spirit included in your physical makeup, in the invisible bodies that you have, an emotional body so it could sample more love. And I think the dark side probably severed that link to have it return back to the earth spirit. Remember, the divine never created emotions, never created judgment. This is why it's always in the now. These beautiful energies only work in the now. It's only love and light. And they never will interfere with your life. So here we go. Being released now. These are all little bodies of emotions of people who passed on. They carry the records of their whole lifetime with you. And when they come into you, they could have been in maybe 10 to 100,000 different bodies carrying all that density in them, and they can give you a big load of energy and have your body respond to it, just like you were a puppet on the string. Okay, you should feel better. We're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body right now, and we'll have to command it in. So here we go. We'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should feel maybe a little more dense in your body, which is good. If you are feeling heavy or heavier, that means that you're more in your body. And that's the way you should feel. When you're out of your body, you're very light. When you're in your body, you feel more compacted. And you may feel a little more denseness with you. So again, take a look, do a body scan, and connect with yourself, and just see how you feel right now. You want to get up and walk around. A chakra alignment, and we're going to now go to your heart center first, and we can do a water charging tonight for everybody if you wish. So as you're walking around, just get a glass of water, and the light beings have put divine light codes into it for you. Go to your heart center, here we go, in alignment, perfect, throat chakra good, third eye. Some people have it off quite a ways here. There we go. And power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. Give you an opening. And use the word spin to do this. So here we go. Heart center. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. third eye, spin, open. Power chakra, spin, open. Second chakra, spin, open. First chakra, spin, open. Now we'll do the mind to heart drop. You're going to take your mental body, your awakening consciousness that you have, what you think with, and you're going to drop those energies into your heart center so you can become heart-centered. This you should be doing daily, and this is where your guidance is. This is what Jesus talked about, is going within to the kingdom. It's inside of you, not outside of yourself. Here we go. Again, I'll count from 10 backwards. Think of an elevator, if you would. Your forehead is the 10th floor. First floor is your heart center. We're going to drop down this energy body, so here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So take a mental note here. Remember, your mind should be in your heart. If you just start thinking, you should feel like your thoughts are coming from your chest cavity and your heart center. So do that right now and stay in this wonderful, beautiful location here throughout the show. Okay, so for those of you who would like to go to the light ship a little bit later on, I'll just kind of describe the process here. You're taken up through a white light tunnel, and we go to a room on the light ship. This is their transporter room, and they do a body scan on you. Remember, this is the same light ship that Jesus used for his ascension, teachings and healings, and this light ship goes across the universe of light and is actually going and doing soul retrievals, if you want to use that word, helping all of the creations of light to regain its spiritual consciousness over again. So when the universe gets turned off like a big light switch, then the light ship can collect all of its energies that it has created from the past, and then they get turned back on again, and the light can regain its full spiritual integrity. And when it's turned off, the darkness leaves. And that's the basic process. So when you go to the light ship, if you feel perfectly fine, you can always ask for a tune-up. That's what a lot of people do. And we go into different rooms. And each room has different doctors. Normally there's three doctors on each particular healing staff. And you're able to select these teams in the orientation room. We'll do a sample clearing down here. And we'll do a sample of the emotional clearing. And this is what everyone should have in their life. So if you are interested, contact me. This is the way you get rid of your baggage, your garbage. Instead of taking, decades of time to do this, the light ship can do it within probably about an hour for you. After all, they created you, and they can help eliminate these energies. So we're going to go back a couple of months here. So last month, we use the chakras here just as an indication of them doing work. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And this month, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. For those of you who are extra sensitive, we'll do the same process for your sensory body. We'll go 1 month back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And this month, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, we'll do a mental clearing. This a lot of times will help the people that are really mental. And the emotional one really helps people who are really emotional, but everybody needs that clearing done first, because the emotional clearing is actually a 3-in-1 clearing. Clears your spirit, clears your emotional body, and clears your physical body of the traumas that it's collected. And this is why you don't heal. That's one of the main reasons. And the other reason is the fact that you're not in your body enough to allow the conduit of healing to you from your spirit. So if you're only 20% in your body, the most you could ever expect from any kind of healing is 20%. So here we go. We're going to do a mental body clearing now. Go back 1 month. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And this month, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. And another thing that people sometimes need, people who have a lot of pain in their body, maybe it's from the past, maybe you're suffering with pain right now, we'll do a pain body clearing. And we'll just concentrate on this last week here. So if you are in pain, this should help you out probably immensely. So we'll go back 7 days. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 6 days ago. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. I'm feeling back stuff in me right now from people. 5 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days. 6th cleared, more back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days ago. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And yesterday. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And today. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. It's like somebody out there and be lifted a box too heavy or something like that. That's what I'm sort of picking up. But whatever it is, hopefully that's helped you somewhat here. And what we're going to do now is, since we talked about your horoscope, we'll do a sample clearing on that too for you. Remember, you could be attached to thousands of planets. We only know the ones that people talk about here, but a lot of these are probably, almost all of them are from dark side universes. And here we go. Again, these planets connect to you. They cord your physical body to take your energy, much like entities do. The dark side is very sneaky. And, you know, they're right out there telling you, you know, what they're doing by your horoscope. So here we go. Remember, if you were in true love and light and had true free will, you would not have this in your life. You would not have a horoscope. You would not have your chart, a natal chart done for you, because you'd have to have free will in order to have it erased from you. So you don't have free will, and you're controlled by these planets. So we're going to release some of these from you. And again, these planets can cause you physical problems, physical pain. And just think of a pain that you have, and the light ship will look at that pain and just release you from planets that may be sucking your energy away, causing this pain to attach to you. So here we go. Remember, energy cords can actually cause you physical pain by draining your life force energy from you. So here we go. We'll do the first planet, disconnected, second disconnected, third disconnected, fourth disconnected, fifth disconnected, sixth disconnected, seventh disconnected, eighth disconnected, ninth disconnected, and the last one, number 10, disconnected. So hopefully that has helped you. I'd like you to do a scan now of your body. Maybe get up and walk around or just see how you feel. And if you have your glass of water, we'll do some water charging for you coming up here. So do walk around, see how your body's responding to these healings. And these are just sample healings that the light ship does. They do many, many types of healings. These are the same, similar type healings that Jesus performed 2,000 years ago. Let's put some music on here so you can sample your body and get a glass of water. Typically 12 ounces is plenty. Thank you. feel like everybody has their glass of water. So we'll just do a quick disconnect for cords from family members for today. So I'd like you to just maybe visualize your female family members. And here we go. We're going to discord from each chakra, disconnect them for you. So sixth chakra, released, fifth released, fourth released, third released, second released, first released. And now the males in your life, family members, sixth chakra released, fifth released, fourth released, third released, second released, first released. There we go. And again, you may feel energy coming back to your body. You might feel a little freer. So kind of twist your body around, maybe stretch, bend over, and just see how these healings have helped you. I'd like you all to get your glass of water right now. Put it in front of you. Put one hand on each side of it. And if you're new to the program, you want to go to Creation Light Shift Healing, scroll down a little ways, and bring up the light beam on your screen. Now, for the old timers that are online here, just bring up the light beam. It's about an inch down on your scroll bar. And we're going to activate this wonderful light beam from the light shift. And like everybody comments, they'll always tell me, either in emails or over the telephone, or even on the fast chat here, BBS fast chat, that the colors change on the picture. And the picture becomes more three-dimensional, along with becoming more real in appearance. So here we go. I'm going to bring in the energy. This will be a female energy coming in. And here she comes. So I'll use the word stronger to invoke the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Very beautiful. So you can feel her energy going to your heart. Hopefully you're still in your heart center. If you're not, I'm going to drop you down right now again. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, she's activated now. And hold the glass of water in your hands. And she's going to put special light codes into your water for you. You might find your heart center getting warm all of a sudden. You may feel tingles going down your arms, going out of your palm chakra with maybe energy pulsations. You may feel your fingers actually tingle or buzz also. So this is all what's happening right now. And it's about half done. This water will last for today, so you want to drink it today. Okay, it's done. I'm going to have some of mine right now and drink some of your water, if not all of it, and see how it tastes. And if you wish to comment, you can. Just go on BBS Fast Chat and just type something in if you would. Very good. Mine's always kind of like very silky, smooth. It brings up a lot more saliva. And once it goes into your mouth, your body swallows it instantly. And if you like the way your water tastes, we have a special session once a week on Wednesdays. It's $60 for the whole month, and you get water once a week, 7 containers of water, and you're able to have divine water every day of the month. So this is quite a nice thing for you to do if you're interested in having light-coded water made just for you. Okay, next what we're going to do is another special clearing here. And let me see what the light ship wants to do. They want to bring in some golden energy for you. Yeah, this will be like fairy dust energy. And again, it's going to come in through the light beam here on your monitor screen. And here we go. It's coming in right now. So you may feel your body tingling too as this energy comes in. These are all special healing energies for you to utilize. And I'd like you to think of a condition that you may be having right now and ask this energy to help do some healing work with you. I'll just put some music on so you can enjoy this golden energy coming to you. We just had our once-a-month four-hour ascension preparation call today. Very wonderful. They, again, did some special light codes into our blood. We had the amber blood, in a sense, light frequencies put back into us again, and just a wonderful feeling, and had a wonderful experience today. These calls are very beneficial. If you are interested in ascension, I would recommend getting on them and or do extra healings with me, because this is a light ship that's doing the ascension. They know how to do things, and they're doing the process here on the earth and across the universe. So this is the only teachings that are actually true to the ascension process. There's so much out there now that can lead you astray, unfortunately. And I'd hate to see anybody get their soul stolen by the dark side. And that's why I always go through and help everyone doing the mind-to-heart drop. This is your only protection that you have here. Your mind will run amok, having you do different things, thinking that it's right. Remember, the entities want to have an experience using your body. And your only safeguard and your only actual spiritual protection and information that's going to be 100% for you is when you drop into your heart center and connect with your spirit. So this is what this program is all about, to help you regain your spiritual identity so that you do get the right answers for yourself. And it's never outside of yourself, it's always within. So I guess we'll start to go to the light ship right now. Unfortunately, because of the darkness being here and the UFOs that are around, floating around here doing abductions, etc., this part will not work on the archives. Know that if you're listening to it on an archive, that the energy may come to you. You may feel the high frequency vibrations from the light ship like you are right now, but you will not be on the light ship. So here we go. Everybody who's online, if you wish to think of one of your animals or pets that you want to have healing, you can. Some people like to actually hold their dogs and cats in their lap during this process. But if they're outside or somewhere else in a different room, just think of them and they'll have a healing also. So here we go. We're going up right now to the light ship. Remember, you're taking up out of time. You're still physically where you are. Very, very safe. And you're there now having your body scanned. Your spirit is now being integrated with your body life form. Remember, you have to be 100% in your body to have a healing. And this is what happens with your body on the light ship. They recreate your spirit because they created it initially for you. And now you're in wholeness on the light ship. So the healings will work 100% when you're there. And you're being continuously beamed back and forth out of time. Your physical body doesn't understand this normally because we think we're always here. Just like the lights in your room, they're being turned off and on 120 times a second at the regular, you know, incandescent bulbs. And you think they're on continuously, but yet they're being turned off and on, much like your physical body. And now we're going into the orientation room. Now, this is where you're at free choice to select your doctor teams. Like I said earlier, each team is normally three male doctors. And these are all different life forms that have been created that are maybe known to us and unknown. Remember, the creation light ship creates all life forms. So there's all different types of beings that are created. The ones that we normally see in the light ship are like the dolphins and the whales. We see a lot of energies like crystals. There are beings like on the monitor screen that are there that look like us. Some are very short, some are very tall. There's also tree energies. There's energies that just float around. And these are all conscious beings, and they're, in a sense, cross-training now for the ascension process to help everyone to do the ascension, the ones that are able to hear the word of the light ship, that this is across the universe for the ascension time. The most important thing for you is to get into your body 100%. That's all that has to be done for ascension. And that's the simple teachings. It's a little hard to do because of our densities, but that's what is required of you. We're now going into the first room, and this is only for physical healing, so they do not work with your spiritual advancement because your spirit already knows everything. It's already inside of you. anything that you think you have to know on the spiritual realms, that's mind energy. Remember, there'd be no more mind energy during ascension. So don't even go there. You want to become heart-centered and have your spirit integrate fully with your body. The first room we're in right now is the hot tub room. This is very common for all these sessions. This is helping you to release toxins out of your body. We're going into the next location. And this location, again, is for oxygen therapy. So if you have a physical condition with your lungs, we're going to bring in one of the energies right now of oxygen. There's many different types on the light ship for different types of various healings. So I want you all just to take a deep breath and exhale. And do that a couple of times. And we're going to bring in oxygen number 47 they want to bring in for us here. Each one of these actually will taste, smell different. So here we go. Bring in 47. I'll count to 10 and it'll be with you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just take a deep breath. And this is going to do some healing work with you. If you feel perfectly fine, then just ask the light beings for a tune-up. They can always find something. Going into another location now. And this location is a room where they have the dolphins. This is a lot of people's favorites. So I'd like you all to put one of your hands out in front of you. We're in this beautiful swimming pool. It's like liquid light energy water. This liquid light energy water is silver. Looks like diamonds. Beautiful, beautiful water. Doesn't touch your skin, but put your hand out in front of you now. And you're going to find about a foot in front of you, your hand is going to slowly stop. And this is where the dolphin is. You can move your hand from left to right, up and down, maybe even do a circular motion with it. And you can actually feel the texture of the skin of the dolphin. And I'll put some music on. And again, request healing. Just think of what you'd like to have worked with. And the dolphins will help you with this here. They'll do as much as they can do to aid you in healing. And always ask to the dolphins if you could ride on their back and swim with them. They'll allow you to do this. Going to another location in the water. We'll leave the dolphins now. We're going to go to another pool. And in this pool are the golden whales. And And again, put your hand in front of you and feel the energy, the skin of the golden whales. And again, you can ride on their backs if you wish. Another location. This is where they have the rainbow healing room. A lot of rainbow energies are there coming into your body. And again, these are all conscious light beings. And they request healing. And this energy is just very, very nice. All these healings are very gentle. They're instantaneous. Remember, because your spirit's in your body 100%, your body is being healed completely on the light ship. It's just that if you haven't worked on yourself down here, and since they didn't create the emotions that you go through, those emotional densities in emotional bodies and other bodies can actually take your wonderful 100% healing out of alignment, and it may not be 100% created down here. So it's up to you to do the work. Remember, the light ship never created duality and never created these bodies down in this low density where we are. They only work in the now. And we're going into another location. And this location is where they have the light infusion chamber. So we'll go in that for 15 seconds. And if you're interested, they'll be in San Francisco next weekend with the light infusion chamber. This will be at the New Living Expo. And I'll have people go in there and have wonderful healings. And after that, we'll be going to the WESAC Festival here in Mount Shasta. And you don't have to pay to go to the WESAC event. You can just come there if you wish. And we'll be in another location there on the same grounds there where all the exhibitors are. And that's free to get into. So you don't have to pay $300 to actually go to this event if you wanted to come into the light chamber. So here we go. We're going into it right now. We'll go into it for 15 seconds. And again, request your healing. This is a lot of energy that you're getting right now. You're in there, and it's starting. Okay, and now we're leaving the chamber. And you may even want to get up and walk around. You just had a lot of energy. The light chamber puts into your body frequencies of light that have never been in the physical bodies that we have on this planet. Every cell in your body gets infused with pure light, and this actually is for the ascension process to give you like a kickstart. So it's very important to reintegrate this beautiful light energy back into your body, into your cellular structure. Next location that we're going into is where they have just real beautiful trees and butterflies, and these energies are here also. Remember, this is their first incarnation before they leave the light ship to go off to the planet that they choose to go to in this life form. And they're now going to do some healing work with you. So again, request your healing, and I'll just put some music on again. And experience and ask for a healing, maybe just one or two. If you ask for too many, a lot of times it doesn't always work quite that way. Just focus on one or two things, because you have to be very focused on what you want to ask for. And also have reverence for these energies that are helping you. Go into the room where they can release physical pain from us. So if you have any pain, again, request healing. And you may want to maybe put your hand on your body where the pain is. Remember, the healing is done in a sense according to your belief system. And your belief system is all of your genetic coding in your body from your ancestors of their beliefs. So it doesn't necessarily work by your belief in this lifetime. You have probably hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes, and all those have beliefs in it. And this is why sometimes your healings don't always work, even though you try to will them to work, because your belief system is of your ancestors, and that's what you're actually trying to eliminate, get rid of these emotional densities from you. And that has to be done down here. Divine always sees you as perfect, whole, and complete. And so what you want to do is re-experience another experience, maybe being pain-free. And the Divine sees you always perfect and experiencing what you choose to experience. It's up to you to get out of that experience if you wish to. They'll never interfere with your free will. Going into another location. This is one of their crystal healing rooms. This room has silver points in it. They're very large in diameter. Some are about 3 foot in diameter by about 12 foot high. Having a lot of energy in this room. I want to bring the energy down here for you to experience also. Maybe you're up there having this healing experience, and I'll bring the energy down here. Inside the room, you're levitating, and here comes the crystal energy. I'll bring it in stronger, 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 and stronger. Next room where the light beams are, they're going to be working out of our mouth, checking out our teeth for cavities, maybe gum infection. You might have a cold sore or something, herpes. They can help you with that. So just request your healing. Checking out our eyes and our ears, working with our throat, checking out our lungs. So all this is being worked with right now. So again, just request your healing. And we're going to bring in the 12 divine source energies that created everything in the light now. We'll bring it in through the light beam. And remember, you're created from each one of these 12 energies. This is pure divine love. If you look for it inside of your head or try to find it emotionally, it won't exist there. It's only going to be felt in your heart center. This is why I dropped you into your heart for this experience here. So here comes the energies. I'll count to 10 as they come in. They'll come in all at once. And this is the energies that created you, your body, and your heart consciousness. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Go into one of the rooms here where the masters are. And this room is where Jesus resides. I'm going to go into this wonderful room. You may feel your body change. You also bring him in through the light beam on your monitor screen. So if you walk into this room, you're going to actually see the silhouette of him. And we'll bring the energy down here. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll bring in some of the wonderful peace energy from the light ship. And again, it'll come in through this light beam. And here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going back into the pain release room again. And also in another location. And this is where they're doing like a foot massage on us, a back massage, so you should feel pretty good in the next couple minutes here. Your body should be really relaxing during this session now. Beginning to come back from the light ships or going into the orientation room. This is where we're thanking all the different doctor teams that have worked with us this evening. And all the healings are between you and them. They're talking with you, telling you what they found is wrong with you, what you need to do to alleviate the problems that you're dealing with, if you still have some. And we're now going back to the transporter room where you're being joined by your pets and animals. We're getting ready to come back here right now through this wonderful white light tunnel. And now you're back here. So what I'll say is hopefully everybody had a wonderful experience on the light ship. I do this Mondays and Fridays. It's only $20. And that helps to support this radio program. And I want to thank the people that have had work with me. This program does cost money. I don't know if you realize that or not, but a lot of people do, and they send donations to keep this radio program on the air. So I want to say now blessings to all of you who have done that. And the ones that have not or cannot afford it, you're being blessed by the ones that can afford to pay for you. So I appreciate all the support that I'm getting from everyone out there to keep this radio program on, to do healings for everyone. And what I'll say is that we're going to, like I said, San Francisco next weekend. This is the New Living Expo. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'll have the light chamber there, light infusion chamber. The next event I'm going to will be up here in Mount Shasta at the WESAC Festival. So if you live close by and you want to experience the light chamber, it'll be there. You don't have to pay to go to the event because we'll be outside in a different location and inside of a building. So you can just go there. It's free to enter that to see the exhibitors. And then after that, we'll be going to New York again. That'll be the first weekend in June. The promoter, Mark Becker, is planning to do a New Life Expo, a yoga expo, and a Whole Food Expo all at the same time. It'll be at the New Yorker Hotel, so I hope to see everyone there. And I'll just say blessings to all of you. And thank you for coming on the show here, listening. The lightship healings are very simple. The teachings are very simple. They don't use mind energy. It's all heart-based energy. So what we normally talk about is more than likely in direct opposition to what's being taught today in New Age metaphysics. So for some people, they really have to listen for more than one of the shows here that I'm on to actually get a grasp of how simple it really is to understand spirituality and not to use your mind to control somebody else's reality and cause psychic attacks on them, etc. So in closing, I'll say blessings to all of you. Stay heart-centered. And remember, the light ship only works in the now. The light's only in the now. Anything outside of the now is the darkness and mind energy. So see you later. Next show that we're having will be Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So blessings to all of you, and have a good night.